Hello there, and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back to the Palm and Pine Podcast. We are grateful to be back here with y'all again here today on a beautiful, beautiful dry season morning here at this Palm and Pine studio. And as always, I'm by side the incomparable, my right-hand man,
I'm on your left side.
Lucky left-hand man here, the Professor Bardo. How you doing this morning, sir?
Outstanding in this late winter day. It is warmed up. We knew the cold spell wouldn't last very long, and it's very dry, and it's just wonderful weather.
I tell you, we got two seasons, dry and hopefully not dry. And usually that, hopefully not, is usually real wet. So we got that dry. You know, you were just talking, I think we're episode 74 or something like that.
We're getting up
now.
There, yeah, right.
And you were just talking last episode, you were talking about how when the Yankees moved down here, they're all happy because they don't have to shovel snow. Snow blowing. And then they get that. What we have in Florida is 13 months of mowing.
Right, on a leap year. Right.
Yeah. Because we all know, all Floridians know, August is 2 months long.
Right. So, time passes, travels slower in August.
Right. It goes fast right now.
Look how quick football season went by. We said it would.
Just boom, boom. Right. And basketball's going good. Gators doing, you know, we turning on the basketball, and that'll be over before you know it. But hey, what I was thinking there, Douglas, you know, you made a great point about that, about how they moved down here and think, oh, yeah. I'll tell you another thing. I don't know if you remember this, but growing up, if somebody wasn't from Florida, they met you, like they were down here traveling, visiting, the first thing they'd want to talk about is, oh, man, you get to go to the beach all the time.
Right.
Oh, you always up at the beach, you know, here in Florida, you got that beach.
Yeah.
And, you know, when's the last time you've been to the beach, Douglas?
5 or 6 or 7 years.
They do not realize
most people live inland in Florida. Right. A lot of people do.
We are exactly. I pulled this up in anticipation of our show today. I pulled it up on Google Earth, and I did, you know what they call straight as a crow flies? Straight as a crow flies, it puts you out there about Gina. You ever heard of Gina? Our closest to the ocean. Miles.
Right.
19
and
miles.
And that brings up another point. Not all the beach in Florida is where you want to go.
Right. So when I ask, have you been to the beach, I don't mean Keaton Beach. That ain't what I'm asking, or Cedar Key Beach. No. I was asking like a real beach.
A real beach.
Now, think back. Well, how long's it been?
Panama City, a long time. Probably Daytona, you know, is 8 years.
Right. So a lot of people don't understand about us Florida boys is we may have not been to the beach in a decade. Most of them people have been to the beach more than we have.
Right, and you could go to Cedar Key, and you're not going to go to the beach Key. There's no beach there,
that's
really.
That's no beach.
That's not the way the Gulf works in this area.
And so they may be a fella from Iowa that's been to the beach more than you and me.
Right.
You know, you meet him, and he's like, well, I went 3 times this year. You know, I took leave in July, and then and Doris Bell, she had some time, so we come down, visited her, and, you know, we went to, you know, Cocoa Beach.
And
I'm over here, and I'm like, well, yeah, you know, I ain't been to the beach in about, you know,
there is
whatever.
A little beach at Cedar Key, but nobody ever goes to it, because you wouldn't go down to it, because it's just some sand nets and something that's going to stick you down there.
So they kind of like, it's kind of a man-made beach or something. I don't know. Well, I don't even know how that got there.
Something that's going to bite you down there, so you don't go down. It's like an Australian beach or something. You know,
right.
I don't know.
Right, that's right. So you know, you could live like your whole life, like a lot of Florida crackers, and never see the ocean.
Never, unless you went to pick up some mullet.
Yeah,
maybe.
You might go get some mullet.
Reason you'd go out there.
Maybe you run and get some oysters or something like that.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, you may go, you know, years without even seeing the ocean, and you know, it's like when I moved to Kansas, I met some Kansas people, and they were just like us because. You know, I like living in Kansas, 19 miles, that's a long way. You know, 19 miles to the ocean, we may never see it.
Right. They were wondering why you weren't out there.
Yeah, why'd you? They just think you like, that's the other thing, is they think you a beach bum. Like, oh, yeah.
And then when you get to Daytona and you see the folks out there, don't go back for a while.
Right. That kind of cures you. You good. It may be 6, 7, 8, 9 more years.
Right, because the people that want to talk to you, Well, okay. We'll ease off that for a minute.
Let me remind
everybody that there are four or five ways to donate to the podcast on the website, palmandpine.net, and we very much need your support if we're going to be able to continue to bring you this podcast. I mean, you remember a podcast or two ago, we brought you this story about a man getting jiggy with his vacuum cleaner. You're not going to hear that on CNN or on Fox and those things you're paying that satellite fee for.
Well, you might
hear
that
from Palm and Pine.
In all fairness, you might hear it, but you won't get this expert analysis. That expert analysis, that's what you're going to get with us. And I tell you, you know, those Patreon members, today, let's see, today's February 13th, coming up on Valentine's
Day.
And so those Patreons, they're going to be able to jump right on there, and they're going to be able to watch that if our cameras keep working. And they'll be able to watch that whole thing today. Like, we'll get this thing uploaded.
Right.
Podcast is free, but you don't get to see our beautiful faces. you also do not get to... maybe see some of the graphics we have, and you're going to wait a week.
Yeah, usually. And the different field trips, and we got another one coming up. And you know, but to get back to donating to the podcast, of course, you can donate crypto, and we have those links on the website.
Right.
And we have Ethereum and Ethereum base address. Now, as I understand, you can any crypto layered on Ethereum base, you can send to that address. And this happened for us, and I'm happy to announce that somebody in late December did donate one pickle coin to the podcast.
Well, I'm glad, because I've got a great pickle coin story today.
Well, it ties in with my story, which has to do with pickles, too. So shout out to whoever in late December donated the one pickle coin to the podcast. That's the kind of spirit we need. That's what we want. Any of them coins layered on Ethereum base, there's an address, send them in, and we'll mention it on the podcast.
I think we have a Bitcoin wallet as well.
Yes, so the Bitcoin address is up there.
So that's up
and,
there.
And the Solana address is up there. But that Ethereum base, man, there's just hundreds of coins that it will accept.
So, I tell you, right now, you know, all the stock market is topsy-turvy. Right. It's up. And man, boy, you need it. You can get dang whiplash watching that stock market right now. And the same thing with the crypto.
Well, you didn't even ask me what a pickle coin is worth.
Yeah, what? yeah. Well, it's probably changed since we started recording.
About $0.0008.
Okay.
If it's a thought that counts, send us another pickle coin.
Right.
We love you for it, so there we have it.
Yeah,
so
well.
It's going to be all about pickles today.
I tell you, that pickle coin, and I do love Bitcoin, probably we need to do another. We need to get Pastor Coin back on here.
He's getting famous. He's still not super famous, maybe we can get him back.
Let's get him back on here, because he does a great job of really bringing in Bitcoin and making it friendly for the church audience, because it is really, I tell folks when I'm talking to people about it, that it's the greatest invention since fire. That's how powerful Bitcoin can be, and that's how much it could change everything. It is the first fully... you can audit it, fully auditable,
right.
And so it does have that capacity.
Let me mention something else. You know, you've seen these videos online, and it's maybe gets off to a slow start, and they'll put the words up, "Wait for it."
Oh yeah.
That means there's something big time happening at the end.
We got some of that on some of our shows.
Okay, well, you might that show where we interviewed Cousin Russ. At the end, you had to wait for it. We gave a dynamic rendition of the old spiritual power in the blood, but you didn't know about it. It was toward the end.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, in this podcast, y'all going to want to wait for it.
Wait for it.
We have a special treat at the end of this podcast. Wait for it.
You want to listen from cap to cap on that Palm and Pine, right? When you hear that song come on, you want to stay right till you hear the song again.
So if you turned off that interview with Cousin Russ early, you're going to want to go back and listen to the whole thing so you can hear that at the end. You're going to want to wait for it.
Yes. That's right. That's
so I just have an exciting news story, Steve,
when
we get ready for that. I tell you what, and it has to do with pickles.
Well, I tell you what, this is going to be the very first podcast. Now, we've been doing this at least 75 times, and we have never came to the table with the same story. But today we did. But I got a backup story, so I'm gonna roll with it. I'm gonna let you. I will defer, and I'm gonna give you the pickle
you have,
story.
You have snuck over here and then looked at my story.
I must have looked at your notes because, well, that just happened too. I try to get timely, you know, recent events, and that just happened over.
Okay, well, if you,
over there. So I'm gonna let you have
you
that.
You have a back. Okay,
I got a backup.
Okay.
So first time in history. Make that note.
Okay,
first time in history that we've never compared notes till we sit down. But hey, we're ready to roll.
It was just all pickle days.
Yeah, let's roll right into that Palm and Pine newscast right now.
Breaking news right now.
All right, Professor Barlow, what have you got? Well, I know a little bit about it, but bring it on.
It has something to do with pickles, and this story was found at pickleball.com.
Okay. Who knew that there was such a thing?
And this happened recently, and you know, we've discussed pickleball before on the podcast, so
yep.
Very suiting that we have a story about pickleball, and it got a little out of control, a pickleball match that was going on in the Daytona area, speaking of things here. And pickleball must be a little bit like tennis. It can be very frustrating at times, I'm betting.
Oh, yeah.
You get to losing, you're not playing well.
Let me tell you something else about pickleball. Pickleball players think they're athletes, right? Kind of like golf. You know them people that play golf, they act like that. You know, they'll have that rag, right. Like they wipe the sweat.
Right. Oh, yeah,
And they'll act like that. You know, like President Trump, he plays golf and act like it's a lot of exercise. Now, pickleball people, the same way. They act like they're athletes, you know. And they're playing on a daggum court the size of my bedroom.
Right,
you know,
I mean,
so.
Well, I think there was some frustration. Things weren't going well. Maybe a little alcohol was involved.
Oh, yeah.
And let's remember, it's not like a tennis racket. It's kind of a hard paddle, but bigger than the ping pong paddle.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
something you might be able to do a little damage with, mm-hmm. that kind of paddle here. And that's what happened today with a Mr. and Mrs. Simpson. He was 63. Her 51. Now, as I read the ages
old
in this
Florida
story,
people.
Steve, when I look at the page, I see a lot of sixes and fives,
right.
Not many ones or twos.
It's a big number.
Right. So it's a standard kind of Florida, old Florida man, and old Florida woman story. And it says here they are in serious legal trouble because they got to fighting with the elderly couple they were playing with because
right.
Mr. Simpson was complaining his component was stepping into the kitchen.
Yeah, that now let me tell you now. I played a little pickleball. I'm not an expert.
Oh, you have? Okay.
There's a box right up there at the front. You get up there and you can just slam it on them.
Right.
That's the kitchen. And there's certain times you can get in the kitchen, but most of the time you can't just hang out.
Oh, there's rules on that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You can't just hang out up there. And because you just whop it.
Well, Mr.
Right
Simpson
back.
Was mad because this old boy was in the kitchen too close, and
right.
then he already agitated. And then after the match, Mr. Simpson called his opponent's wife by a vulgar name,
yeah.
and it does not give the name.
Mm. Well, you know, our mom would get on us for being in that kitchen. You know what I mean? Like, you didn't hang it. You remember, Douglas, we didn't go in there and just hang out underfoot.
No, in that kitchen. No.
Because you get in trouble. And that's kind of what this is.
Yeah,
and he let her know.
He was kind of mad. And I bet you Mr. Simpson maybe even lost the match. Is that what they call it, a match?
I reckon.
And maybe
reckon.
A little alcohol.
Yeah.
And he called his opponent's wife a vulgar name. And he must have said something smart back because about that time, Mr. Simpson punched him on the left side of the head and then struck him with his paddle, causing significant bleeding.
You got to go with the edge of that paddle. Now,
yeah, well, it's bigger than a ping pong paddle, so you can cause some damage.
Yeah, it's bigger than a ping pong, not as big as tennis, but bigger than a ping pong. And a lot of them, you know, they paid a high dollar, Kevlar. Kevlar paddle. And you catch a corner of that Kevlar, it don't give. Like it's carbon fiber.
Right,
you
it's know. Got a little weight to it. And they call it a paddle for a reason. Like you're getting a paddle in, and it didn't end there. The old boy, his opponent ended up with a cut left eye, cut over his left eye, visible swelling and blood. But after the paddle strike, his opponent fell to the ground where Simpson continued to wail on him.
Gosh almighty.
With closed fists, hitting him in the head and neck.
Ooh.
And then the opponent's wife tried to break in.
Yeah.
And then that's when Mrs. Simpson got in.
Right, she started
wailing on the opposing wife, whooping up on the opposing wife. And then somebody nearby saw it and intervened.
Yeah. It just grows.
It's getting bigger and bigger. Yeah. And the person that intervened came over, and Simpson punched him in the face, hitting him to the ground. This Mr. Simpson was a heck of a fighter, I'm taking here. And the Simpsons were both arrested, and one of them was charged, Mrs. Simpson was charged with a battery on a person 65 or older. Let me tell y'all, in Florida,
I didn't know that. Okay.
We have a lot of elderly folks, and there's a special
law.
We
don't want y'all beating them up.
Right.
Don't be coming out here beating up our elders.
Right, there's a special law for them. You beat them up, you're going to get battery and battery on elderly.
That's probably called elder hate. That's that elder hate right there coming in.
So they did have the mug shots up for Mr. and Mrs. Simpson, and they looked none too happy. And court records indicate prosecutors will pursue charges against the Simpsons for this pickleball melee.
Now, where was this? At
this was in the Daytona Beach area.
Volusia County.
There's a quality crowd over there.
It's a highly eclectic group over there in Volusia County.
It's a cracked I-95 crowd that stays there.
There is an eclectic group of people over there in Volusia County on that I-95.
Yes,
that's right.
So we done had a pickleball fight. Now, the last one was the old boy come out with a machete.
Right over there, yeah.
But he was a person that stood nearby. He was not involved in the match.
There's a little hot zone right there because Flagler is just north of Volusia.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And that's, you got them steak knives.
Yeah,
all kind of stuff.
All kind of stuff. I guess this was Volusia County. Yeah.
Naked Florida Man. Remember that? Episode 7.
Birthday Bandit. Right.
Yep,
absolutely.
Yep. He's up in that area there. So a lot of stuff happening right there. You got some things coming together right there. I don't know exactly what it is, but there's places in Florida you go to you can't describe.
Yeah.
That's one of them for me.
Yeah.
Another one for me that I have trouble describing to people is Crystal River.
Like
Crystal River. I cannot tell you really what that's about. It's just something's going on there.
And we don't know where the Crystal River is.
right. And a bunch of tourists, and I don't know what they're there for, because there ain't nothing special there.
But imagine this whole story. You're 50 and 60. You're in the county jail because somebody stood in the kitchen.
Yeah. And pickleball. I mean, this to me is something that you should have.
There's something odd there.
You should have got that lesson when you were in third grade, right? Not when you're 60. Not when you get an elder.
I don't get it. There must have been some Florida cocktail involved. I do not get it.
This may go beyond our typical analysis
for category one. There's got to be some alcohol involved somewhere. I just cannot understand it. Why somebody of that age is going to learn this lesson now.
Well, it could be some Lima, too, with Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Because they'll get kind of cranky, right?
Up in New Jersey, you can do stuff like that.
I don't know.
I think in Volusia County, it's not going to work for you.
That we got that special law. They may not have that law up there.
Called the Florida Sheriff's Department.
Yes. Well, we got that elder hate law.
Yeah, elder.
You're going to be beating up our old people down here. Don't be coming out here beating up our old people. Man, I tell you
There you go.
Well, I got something I'm going to bring here to the table.
I'm sorry I took your story, but
No, that's fine. I'm fine. You did an excellent job with it, and we got the analysis. That's what matters.
Right.
But what I'm bringing here to the table, Dr. Barlow, is, in the South, if you go over and you visit, let's say you go visit your cousin.
And
you go to Cousin Russ's house, and, you might come there and you might have one meal.
But
maybe even stay a night. But you don't stay 2, 3, 4 nights.
Right. It's like fish.
Yeah.
It's bad after 2 days.
That's it. And so in the South, we have a saying. Yeah. And that saying is, you wear out your welcome.
There you go.
Welcome you. Hey, Doug, we're glad to see you.
They're glad to see you when you first get there. Right.
But in a day or two, they're kind of like, well, what else you got that you need to be on, Doug? the conversation kind of shift. And if you ain't picking up on it, see, then you wear out your welcome.
Yeah, you are not implying that there's a couple million people in Florida that have worn out their welcome.
Right. Like, well, that, it sounds nice up north. When y'all heading back? You know? But some people don't pick up on that. It starts kind of subtle. You're going to be kind of subtle at first.
Yeah.
Well, Doug, we glad you came by.
You got a busy week, right?
Yeah, we're looking forward to next time.
Look forward
to seeing you again next time you come.
I
hate it that you got to leave. We hate it that you have to leave so quick.
We wish you
could stay longer.
Those are
all white lies.
Right.
And that helps you to prevent you wearing out your welcome.
There you go.
So we got a boy here now. This was in Polk County. Uh-huh. Sheriff Shoot You Dead, Grady Judd, right down there. Sheriff, I'll shoot you dead. And if I don't shoot you dead, any of my citizens can shoot you dead.
There you go. Right.
That's how. And you know, it's amazing how much crime still happens in Polk County with that policy.
Very populated place these days, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, man. But here's the deal now. They got dispatched at 2:30 in the morning, Polk County Sheriff's deputies, the SO, and to an apartment complex in Davenport, I guess, a little town there in Polk County. And there was a man sleeping in the elevator.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, you come home.
Well, it's a nice kind of enclosed box.
Nice box. And you get in the elevator, oh boy. And he wasn't just sleeping. He had set him up a bedroll. And, you know,
and that going up and down kind of lullaby you to sleep.
Right. Yeah. Kind
of I like it already.
You know, climate controlled, you know, in that elevator. So anyway, he's going up and down the elevator, and you know, some folks come home and they're like, well, this is kind of odd, right? This guy sleeping in the elevator. Did they say
what floor?
No, he wasn't one to, you know, that they used to be an old boy in there that he would do that, right? You'd tell him what floor, and
he should have stood up and done that. Act like he was doing something. Then he'd have said nothing.
Okay, so they identified him. His name was Marcus. They identified that when the SO got there.
Yeah.
And he was still sleeping in the elevator when they get there. And they wake him up, and he said, oh, my name is Marcus, and I'm from Tallahassee.
Okay.
And so they figured that out. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, why are you sleeping in the elevator? And he's like, well, actually, I'm here staying with a relative. He's in, you know, apartment such and such.
Uh-huh.
And I just couldn't get back in the apartment. You know, I don't have a key or whatever. Uh-huh. And so I just figured, well, I'll just hang out here in the elevator till my cousin comes back down, and then I can get, or he gets back from work, whatever, right?
Yeah. All right.
So, of course, you know, the good deputies are like, well, you know, they always want to assist you and help you out. So they're like, oh, well, come on, let's find your apartment, and let's get you into your home, you know, deputy's trying to help him out. Well, you know, what happened, and you can probably see this coming, it took them a while, but they found the apartment, and all of Marcus's belongings had been thrown out in the hallway. So all his clothes, there was some of his clothes, personal items, right?
Uh-huh.
And they finally...
All right, I know where we're going here. Now,
They finally get the old boy that lives in the apartment to answer the door. And turns out, relative cousin, Marcus had wore out his welcome.
Right.
So there you go.
Uh-huh.
And so anyway, they ended up putting some handcuffs on Marcus, and they took him to Sheriff Grady Judge's Airbnb and gave him a place with some new roommates.
Well, what was the charge? Trespassing?
Well, so what actually happened was... He declined any help, but they tried to help him. But then he resisted and started causing a problem with the investigation.
Right. I see.
Right. He wasn't working with him in the investigation, declined help.
Okay.
And that's kind of where it went from there. Now, there was also one minor thing. I left this out in the article here.
Uh-huh.
But he also had... vomited a few times in the elevator. So I think that brings in that
They'd
Lima
been into
1.
That Florida cocktail yeah, with I the think, cousin. Right?
I think Lima 1 is coming in to play on this.
And the cousin got tired of it,
yeah.
Which is a good thing, because if you let somebody stay too long, you can't kick them out.
Yeah.
We have learned that the hard way.
Yeah.
So that cousin probably knew back about 3 or 4 or 5 days, you better get him out. Because then the deputies would have said, no, you can't trespass him, folks.
Right.
So you got to watch
He'd have been there too long.
He'd been living here too long. He lives here. You know, you got to evict him.
Well,
his cousin worked that one out.
I tell you, you know, they and I'm getting all
but
this.
Still, he's your cousin and he's in the elevator. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, he's still family at
Come
some
on,
point.
Come on, man. Don't leave your cousin in the elevator, to drive him somewhere.
He may have been the one to call the law on him. You know, I don't know who called it in.
Yeah, might have been, you know. Right. Pick up his stuff and drive him somewhere. Come on.
Yeah, drop him off. Take him to Waffle House, you know. I mean, that's the neighborly thing to do. Run him to Waffle House, buy him a cup of coffee.
And so anyway,
throw his stuff there on the sidewalk at Waffle House. Hey, man, appreciate you coming. We'll catch you next time.
That was an interesting story.
Don't wear out your welcome, folks.
Yeah, almost as good as the pickleball story, you know. So
that's right.
I was just thinking we did the very exciting, we've done a couple of public domain songs, and I just got in my mind, we'll do a very interesting public domain song written by Stephen Foster in the 19th century called The Old Folks at Home. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody will love this.
And that's our state song,
I think. And, you know, as I was preparing and reading all the lyrics, you know, when you were a kid and you heard this song, you thought he was talking about old folks at home. It's where retired people are.
Right.
Because that's what Florida has always been.
Right. That's
but now as I read the lyrics, that's not what the song's about.
Right.
He's a young man traveling. He's missing mom and dad and aunt and uncle. He's missing his family.
Oh, yeah.
That's what the song is really about.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to pull it off for you guys. You're going to enjoy this. And I hope you waited for it.
Yeah, it always pays.
I hope you waited for it. And, Steve, you will join me on part of the chorus here.
Okay.
And I do have that for you here sheet.
Yeah. As all things, we have not rehearsed.
We have not rehearsed.
Oh, I recognize this chorus.
But it's not a super difficult song. Stephen F. Foster, Old Folks at Home. Way down upon the Suwannee River, far, far away. There's where my heart is there, turning never. There's where the old folks stay. All up and down the whole creation, sadly I roam. Still longing for my childhood station and for the old folks at home. All the world is sad and dreary everywhere I roam. Oh dear ones, how my heart goes weary far from the old folks at home. All around a little farm I wondered when I was young. Then many happy days I squandered, many the song I sung. When I was playing with my brother, happy was I. Oh, take me to my kind old mother, there let me live and die. All the world is sad and dreary everywhere I roam. Oh, dear ones, how my heart grows weary far from the old folks at home. Help me out now. Way down upon the Suwannee River, far, far away. There's where my heart is turning ever. That's where the old folks stay.
Oh, that's a classic. That's a classic. I love it. Love it.
So I hope you waited for it.
You know, University of Florida Band does another Suwannee song.
Oh, okay.
It's a little different. We'll look into that one and look it up, too. But, there's a different Suwannee song that they play every game as well, too. But But that's a good one right there. And I tell you, that does touch home because, you know, you're about a week up there in Army Basic. And that's kind of how you feel.
You're missing the old folks at home.
Missing the old folks at home.
And he had a knack for riding them. And often he didn't know the place he was riding about and the experience. And it turned out to be applicable every time. Somehow he knew the experiences that people had.
And so, consequently, we have a state park named after him.
Absolutely.
And a lot of things here in Florida, right here in our little neck of the woods.
Related to
Stephen Foster, and we're grateful. Grateful for that. And, you know, who knows, 100 years from now, Douglas, they'll have a Dr. Barlow State Park. It'll have two Wawa. There'll be a Wawa on each side of it, a Bucky's behind it, and a Walmart on the other side.
Don't count on
it. Yeah, an ABC liquor.
Yeah, well, you know, the individual doesn't live forever, but the family does.
That's right. And we're grateful for that. We're grateful for our history here in Florida, and grateful we had y'all with us here today. And till next time, keep it Florida. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only, and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2026. Palm and Pine Podcast, all rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida, and we'll see you soon.